I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Welcome. Welcome to Holistic Health Anxiety, Anxiety Podcast Show, where we embark on a transformative journey towards understanding and managing anxiety through holistic methods. Here we delve into the intricate relationship between mind, body, and spirit, offering you valuable insights and practical strategies to cultivate resilience. Join our vibrant community of listeners who believe that no one needs to face their challenges alone. Together, we explore the coping techniques, share personal stories, and learn from experts who are passionate about holistic health. Tune in and discover how to reclaim your peace of mind and thrive in every day life.
Hey guys, how you doing? Nick Jansen here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, also Anxiety Talks Podcast. Hey, welcome back to another podcast. A lot of things have changed and I had to really put my attention to bus driving, right? As an extra income and extra income streams, just staying above the inflation rate, also trying something new for the first time. I had been contemplating of driving a bus for a while now, and also life coaching, anxiety coaching. So I've got a lot of things that I've been doing, and this time I've really, really challenged the idea, and I made it happen, like driving a bus. But I wanted to just kind of touch down and really talk about what happens as we train up as a bus driver. So I'm going to share that with you today, because I thought the intensive learning curve, and I thought, how does this relate to anxiety? Just hopefully that we can find some similarities between, you know, high extreme anxiety curve and also the learning curve as a bus driver, the threats, the excitement, the stimulus and alertness and the universal gift. So hopefully this will kind of make sense to us. And yeah, so let's go on with it. I looked at the steep learning curve. How does the brain change? What happens to the brain? What happens to the brain as we take on this extra responsibility and alert? And how come it becomes so alert? And if one miscalculation, we could have a big problem driving a 12.5-meter and 80-ton bus on the road, and especially narrow streets around the eastern suburbs of Sydney. You know, we could lead to damage. We could leave. There had to be, like, if the bus goes on fire, what do we do? How do we get people out of the bus real quick? So we have to go into these sort of scenarios and testing, like, all these hazardous things, like, really have to be tested and not to freak out, even though I was freaking out because, yeah, I was freaking out to drive a big bus. And that was a big challenge for me. I've always had nightmares, all right? Even I had a nightmare I had to come over, and that was like maybe I was a bus driver in my pre-life, especially like a double-decker bus from London, a red bus. I had nightmares of the bus, like the brakes failing and I'm down a hill and the thing wouldn't stop. And, then I wake up all sweaty. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of dream. It's like I was a bus driver in my last lifetime. So I had this phobia that I needed to run over, right? I needed to actually, move through it. And so today I'm going to talk about a lot of things, something like that. So, you know, the training, you know, I had to manage anxiety. I had to, you know, I had to listen carefully to my instructors and coaches, how we can actually misinterpret like anxious thoughts and creating unnecessary stress in our lives only by thinking that we need to be like going fast and picking up at two timetables. Unfortunately, that, you know, I don't believe in that. And the more I try to go fast, the more mistakes I made and the more nervous I got. So we're encouraged. The only industry that's encouraged to go slow is beginner, right? As a beginner. And you know, as long as you're using safety procedures and coping mechanisms to stay calm on the road and learning to be calm in extreme situations. And that's what we got to do as anxiety challenge folks. We have to learn, you know, to somehow use our coping mechanisms like meditation, mindfulness, breathing in. Even the bus, like when you, it's got high pressure, as soon as I hit the brake, goes, the noise goes, that's like breathing. Every time I hit the brakes, I'm thinking, time to breathe and come out of this anxiety thoughts. And even the instructor said, you know what, there's a high turnover in bus drivers because of the stress level. And I met a lovely person by the name of Mark. I call him Mark. And he said, I asked him, why is there such a turnover? And there's like 80%, you know, within 6 months, 80% of bus drivers just fail and give up because they overdo themselves, especially people who've got anxiety naturally or have anxiety. Of course, they'll be the 80%ers because they just don't know how to manage it and cope with it. You know, we have like meditation studios in the bus stops so we can meditate and relax. But how many people use that? There's like 400 bus drivers get on and off, you know, doing this route. Because every 10 minutes, there's a bus driver, you know, doing the same street with the same route number. If you know about buses and you have catch buses, you understand what I'm saying. So, yeah, there's actually little rooms, dark rooms you can meditate in and then become mindful. So there's facilities like that to overcome the challenges, you know, and to also learn to be patient in extreme situations is other one of the keys. And understanding, like, always pivoting for a better outcome. Always looking for a better outcome. Pivot when you feel and find the stress. And that's good to feel and find the stress. Not ignore it and just acknowledge it. Know it, right? And then and absorb all the skills and all the intuition that comes, you know, to create this safe space for everyone. And the intuition that is allowed to people who serve under, you know, people are serving 100 people on a bus and have to get them into work. Some are half asleep, you know, early in the morning, holding on to their coffees and holding on their phones and holding, trying to make time. And also I'm having these thoughts. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. There's something wrong with me, right? Like things like that. We keep saying there's something wrong with me. And why can't I get this information, you know, getting from a car driver's license to a bus license. What is wrong with me? Why can't I get this? The challenge of in the stressful environment, all right? And luckily so far, I've only, you know, almost nearly smashed a side mirror of a bus against a protruding or overlapping kind of overlapping tree, which trees tend to overlap into the lane. So we've got to be all this alert and we've got to position the car. No, not a car anymore. So, you know, sometimes you got to realize I'm driving a bus, not a car. And when I get into a car, I've developed this super confidence, which isn't good, especially as even a car driver. I realize that I'm caught in the extremity. It's like the anxiety won't come off me. And I feel like I'm super like a Ferrari driver in my smallest car, right? A little four-cylinder car. But I need to realize, even though it's zippy my car, I've got to realize, hey, slow down, you're not in the bus anymore. And stop having this false or this idea, the stuckness of the brain that I am so super confident now I can drive a bus and I'm now super confident with my car. And that's when things go wrong. You know, I have to step aside as one of the coping mechanisms, acknowledge that I'm not in that extremity anymore. I'm not in that, I'm not the bus driver, but I'm now the car driver. And So yeah, let's talk to that. Like, let's go with that. So I think the title of this this particular podcast episode is called "Navigating the Challenges of Bus Driving: A Journey of Learning and Patience and Resilience." You know, the role of a bus driver, the responsibilities and importance of being a bus driver in public service and transportation. People need to get there. And I just want to stop here because I know that there was a special spiritual intervention, right? When someone takes on a role of responsibility for other people's lives, we have this natural sixth sense or some sort of extrasensory alertness that creates and also stimulates the executive functions of the mind, right? Which means that we get this special alertness to keep people safe and keep ourselves safe. And remember, this is an 18-ton vehicle driving at 50, 60 kilometers an hour. And sometimes it has to be driven even at 5 kilometers an hour. So, you know, if you squish someone underneath the bus, it's God forbid it, that if you squish someone underneath the bus tires, you wouldn't even recognize the thump. They'll be just squished like a banana on the ground. So I just think that someone, you know, there's a lot of people who jumped in front of our bus, in my bus while I was driving and being taught how to drive a bus. And if you thumped them, they would just put them underneath the tires. You wouldn't even recognize the thump. It would be like, if you ever, you know, unfortunately ran over a cat or a rat, you didn't even recognize the thump. So when someone gets killed like that, it's not easy, guys. So there is a lot of responsibility. So we're given this extra. We have to stay alert. And I can understand the extremity of even comparison of anxiety, how almost impossible it is to see them crossing over. We see their little heads crossing by, all right, because the bus is pretty tall, pretty big, right? So we get this extra sensory, and unfortunately, we don't want to get stuck on that sensory. Like when we're anxiety, we tend to get stuck on anxiety. It's hard to come off. But there are coping mechanisms. Let me tell you that there are a lot of coping mechanisms. You know, if you followed my podcast, you know I mentioned many times the things that you can do, right? Plan ahead, recognize the anxiety and we have a choice to take a breather, put on those brakes. Like, remember the noise? Do you know what I'm talking about if you're on the bus, all right? You can hear that pressure of it, take it out of those, you know, suspensions, you know, of the bus and all the doors and everything that's compressed, you know, high compression, just like anxiety. So what was the training process like to become a bus driver? And we had a lot of theory, like it was 5 days intensive theory about, you know, the risk of fire in a bus, the fire hazard, you know, how to create safety and allow people to exit the bus safely if the vehicle is on fire, the bus, okay? What happened with stalls or brakes? And just there was a million of things that were mentioned, right? And what does this button do? And it's like, you know, when you drive a bus, there's so many buttons in the cabin. It's like driving an aeroplane almost. There's two most highest jobs, stressful jobs of being a pilot or a bus driver. So today, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to show the comparisons of bus driving and also, you know, a pilot and also the same responsibilities. So there was a steep learning curve, very, very much so in a short time. Then it was like once the first week was over of classroom theory, we got into the buses and we were coached how to drive the bus, right, and transitioning from car to bus is a big difference. And we went baby steps, right? But even though the gradient, the learning gradient was increased, right? The stresses and anxiety and then the resilience was also, you know, we need to create this learning resilience like anything else, you know. The learning resilience. And so the need of constant alertness was out there. The importance of awareness and alertness as they come together and staying alert, really important. Like I told you about those, you know, you can't see people running across them. And then the bus has got these big blind spots. You can't see people. You've got to be alert to see before you take off. We need to put a handbrake up all the time. And can't do it every time we stop, handbrake, and then look before someone crosses your path in a bus. So it was critical as a bus driver to have that. And it's a life and, you know, life matter kind of thing. And we need to stay alert. And every time, here's the thing, every time there was this distraction, you know, as you're learning new things, bells go off, people talk to you, you forget to put your handbrake up, which is really important for safety. And that's what was happening. So I stop at this bus stop, miss this bus stop. It's frustrating, right? Why can't I see the bus stop? It's hidden behind trees and poles. That's why. And you can't recognize them. It's kind of a muscle memory. Eventually it becomes a muscle memory where you know all the, well, I'll know all the bus stops before stopping and you know, really trying to stop an 18-ton vehicle down the road. And there's a lot of houses on the road, and a train, and we had trained to anticipate and respond to any potential hazard. In time, we learn by default. Managing anxiety and stress, it's a high stressful job. I get that, but here's the deal. Okay, understand the stress. Stay calm, and we have this. It's all about our attitude. This is the key thing. About anxiety, we can either be swallowed by it or kind of understand what it's doing and find our coping mechanisms and just do things slowly, right? No one come off the big treadmill, come off the speeding track. We don't need to be there. You can actually, it's amazing. Like I said, I come into my little car and I have to now remind myself, you're not on a bus anymore. Go slow because your brain, my brain is over alert state. It's over emphasized. It's over confident. Once you get out, but we need to be slowing things out. Now we get into a stage now where I have to naturally drive a bus, you know, to a certain speed limit and also with confidence and sheer courage. And this is where I'm up to, I believe, but I also think that that can't be for as beginner drivers, we need to go slower out there. And it is a responsible job and we need to keep it safe. Slow is best. For all those bus drivers out there, some have got 10 years experience, makes it they can do a lot of things with that bus. But in the beginning, you know, I got to remind myself, I'm just beginning. I'm not driving a car. I'm driving a bus, and I should do it slowly and take my time parking into and looking for those bus stops. I'm not overemphasizing, not being caught in this extremity of anxiety of the bus driving. Things that the tools I can use, like techniques, are. Managing stress, I can go to my dark areas and close and eye shades and just meditate because then we need that. There's a face safety thing with in bus drivers. We need to kind of drive for 4 hours only and then rest for 4 hours and then come back on again, right? There's a needing of time and there's only so many hours that we can drive the bus for in a day. It's usually an 8-hour shift, and there's then not within 1 hour mandatory break between the 4 hours driving. Or you can do the two core shifts, which is really a lot of people piling up quickly in peak hour. So yeah, there's a bit like I'm trying to build a bit of excitement here in this podcast, in this episode. So it's really important to have the proper training, right? We all got different characters and there's a new skill level need to be learned. And I love the way the coaches, you know, everyone needs a coach. Even you guys who got some extremities, you need to get a coach, right? I had a client the other day, and we talked about why she feels overwhelmed and why she feels not good enough, right? Overwhelmed, consistent, not good enough. And she thinks she's really not good at doing stuff, but that's all wrong. Again, I can't emphasize the importance of being easy on ourselves. Being easy on ourselves, I repeat it. This is just a mental thing. We need to know that we are coping tools and we're okay and not get sucked into the, you know, I asked her, do you know what life's all about? Do you know what is duality? You know, the duality of life means that there are two ways, right? Two forces of life. You know, like one extreme, one calm. And we got to know which one we're at. And we need to hop off and not to believe that shit that goes on. You know, the things that we persuade ourselves with, like, I mean, we can go think about the easy way, or we can do it the hard way, right? So again, in the bus, as a bus and driving experience, like the coach said, look, you don't have to think stress. You don't have to. It can come off. Get out of the bus for a little bit, right? Touch ground. Get grounded. You don't have to think extreme. I need to do this or perform this and go that and, you know, and get. You don't have to need to do that, because life can be stressy if you just keep going. Before you know it, you got no brakes left and you've just gone. So it's a choice of how we handle the tools that you have to handle, you know, your stresses and anxiety in this life. That's what I'm saying. It's also an attitude thing. Big deal. It's a big thing, attitude thing. So the importance of patience and understanding. The need for patience. Patience is a critical skill for bus drivers, in anyone actually in anxiety. You've got to find your patience. You've got to find your sweet spot. You got to find your homeostasis, which means like the neutrality, the sweet spot of your life. Try to create that more often, right? Do everything you can or we can to create this path where your body knows, you know, get out of the extremity. I've got a lot of friends who are extreme and they are just like, you know, they're not, it's not cool to hang with them, put it that way. Because they get, you can see that just about, you know, the eyes are bold.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
And they're about to burst, unfortunately. But in their mind, like, they have no brakes. They're driving this big monster truck in their head, but they have no brakes. And they need to learn how to use the brakes. They need to know the basic of anxiety. So I'm asking you guys to really study anxiety, the knowledge of what happens to our bodies, our senses, our brain waves, you know, the chemistry, the chemistry of the brain, the changes, the neuropaths, you know, the breathing, what happens to your stomach, you know, all these kind of sensations. If we don't stop and come off and wait and get off that bus and take a seat on that bus stand for a while and just say, okay, take a breather. And once again, do the sound. Put on those brakes. All right. So, yeah, so navigating challenges, anticipating challenges, how bus drivers learn to foresee potential problems and prepare for them early. Can you feel your anxiety coming on? You know, that's what it's going to be like. Can you feel it, right? And not just go, I've got anxiety, I don't know what to do with it, I'm overwhelmed, I get it. But can you feel it? And then take a breather, step back, let it pass you. Acknowledge the and sitting disturbance of it. Sitting to the disturbance of it, take a breather, right? Hands on the wheel, right? Just take a breather, look around, get grounded. Name five things that you can, you know, the ground technique. Name five things that you can, you know, you can see. Name four things that you can feel. Like name three things that you can taste and or smell and so on, just to get grounded. Use that technique. Yes. So navigating, and then responding to unexpected situation. The importance of quick thinking and adaptability in emergency scenarios. Here's what I noticed. People with extremity are quick thinkers, but they get stuck on that quick thinking. But we need that in bus driving too, guys. So we need that. Well, just like, but we can get caught in too much quick thinking. Get off. Get off. Have a pause. Relax. All right. So responding. Unexpected situations. Let's go to someone else, like building safe environment. We need to create the safe environment. Do you have a safe environment? You know, a safe space to go to when you can feel anxiety, right? Mine is my bed. I can put my shades on, start breathing. And I need this. I need this as a huge input because I'm doing this. I got to admit, I'm a little bit hungry for the money at the moment, right? So there's a lot of overtime offered as a bus driver, especially on the shit shifts. I'm telling you, like, the ones that are peak hour morning and peak hour day, plus that you have to have 4 hour rest between. So what job gives you 4 hours siesta time, right? And that there's enough time to travel close to, if you live close to your house or to your premises, to the depot or bus depot, there's no better job that allows you 4 hours of finding that job or working for yourself and then knowing how to work for like 5 hours, have 4 hours off, and then come back for four more hours, and that'll do. Having that kind of job in self-employment is ideal, or even if you're working for government like I am at the moment. I think it's, for me, it's the money. I have to admit, it's the money that's got me there, but also the high level of learning, the opportunity to do something different, okay? And we get caught in, we have to do something anxiety. If you keep doing the same thing and not ignoring it and not changing something, then you're going to get caught in the extremity of it, because then it becomes natural, becomes a pattern, not good for our chemistry of our minds, and especially for folks who are kind of on court anxiety at the moment. There is hope, folks, and sometimes consulting and putting on your brakes, and again, take a breather. Just put on those brakes, release that air, right? Go see a counselor or a psychologist that can help you learn how to decompress, yeah? All that high stress that you've collected. Now, let's talk about the importance of communication with yourself and as a bus driver, with passengers. Sometimes you have to say, folks, keep away from the red zone. Hold on to something. You know, get back to the back of the bus and evacuate the bus immediately. You know, the next bus is coming and the bus is on fire. People have to get out real quick for their safety and et cetera. Knowledge and skills are important no matter what we do. It's powerful. The importance of knowledge and driving or even understanding your anxiety, it helps to manage yourself and just know things. And with driving, it's the laws and mechanics of it. We need to understand that. So just like we need to know, once again, emphasize, it's important for us to know anxiety backwards, yeah? Knowing it. That way, by knowing it, you know, being aware of it, we can handle it. We're not ignoring it, guys. Don't ignore it. What about the skills and skill development? Development as a bus driver. Yeah, I think at the moment, like I said, there'll be like within 6 months, there's about 80% of bus drivers, you know, once again, they can't last a distance for more than 12 months. They get totally stressed out. It's one of the most high-stress jobs. Again, we don't need to be stressed out. You know, I'm starting to learn how to sing, so I can't wait to sing, you know, and have my little transistor in the back of the, in the bag and tune it out and play ABBA, all the classics, right? As I'm driving people, you know, to work in the morning, getting them excited to do the work. Nobody just come, oh, another day, especially Monday, another maniac Monday. Well, you know, I'm going to drive slow. So, you know, hopefully they are going to be okay with being late 10 minutes in their time. Here comes Nick, the bus driver, is going to be late by 10 minutes because I want to get him there to work nice and slow, right? Without complicating my life, without stressing out my life, you know, as a bus driver. And who knows? I might, you know, in a little short time, we will find out where I'm cut out to be a bus driver. So, but I'm learning the process. I'm learning the idea that we need to be courageous in changing things, whether we change anxiety, whether we're changing life skills or into driving bus driver skills. Overcoming self-doubt. Now, we're really important here, overcoming self-doubt. One of my clients, she had a lot. She's got this thing called the over self-doubt, not confident, lack of confidence, self-image. You know, if you read the book many times, look, I do have a book called How to Do the Work, you know, by holistic psychologist Nicola Perra. Once again, I keep mentioning my episode. It's so important to know this book backwards. And you shows you that, you know, we are only a product of our conditioning, right? We're a product of our conditioning. So whatever we've been conditioned with, you know it or not, subconsciously, or, you know, or we learn by default, meaning that whatever you see, you do naturally. So the more things feel right and you've got the technique and, you know, you can move mountains. So, yeah, be knowing that. And we can also create growth mindset, bracing the challenges that opportunity for. So the bus driving is a different life skill and it's got a lot of growth in it, a lot of potential, a lot of overtime, guys, and in this inflation area, right, heavy economic area for most of us in the mid-range income, you know, it's important to be floating above the inflation. You can feel it, right? Like there's no money's left in the end, and then we will be singing a song, money, money, money. It's so funny in a rich man's world, that kind of thing, which is a really cool song by ABBA, classic, right? Especially once we are in inflation, kind of economic inflation. Anyway, strategies for reducing the stress. There are many on this on the job that we can reduce. Like once I mentioned, that just being alert of your on anxiety or stresses in a particular environment, like wherever it is for you, or whether you take on a bus driving job, you'll feel it, right? And yes, government is actually encouraging people to have a go as a bus driver. But as I said, there's only an 80-20% pass rate that people can get so comfortable of driving a bus and singing songs and being happy in a highly, it's no longer stressful to them because they have learned their coping mechanism. They've learned how to rest and digest and, you know, so all that kind of stuff. There's many, many, many tools. And I mentioned that, you know, in a lot of our podcasts down the track in anxiety, holistic health and anxiety coaching. It's been interesting. Your career at the moment and very challenging. So there's always lessons of the road, valuable lessons to learn, you know, people walking in front of you, people pushing in front of me. You can also see the ones that got high a level of confidence, so that could be destructive. High confidence is no good for us. And people just like know the rules, but they still overtake me, even though I've got the indicator on the big bus, a big machine. They know that they just ignore me and they just keep. And if I just turn the wheel a little bit to come out of the curb, you know, they should have given way, but they didn't. Right? Even if I collided, it wouldn't be my fault to be there, because the law is, if you see the indicator of a bus, pull back and let that bus come through. So there's a life lesson there. People rushing all the time, you know, and you peak out traffic. Man, if we could just plan ourselves a little bit earlier. Like I know I've had to now deal with for the last month, discipline. I've had to be there and go start your day, my day, with a relaxed attitude. I have to be like at the base, at the depot to get the bus, like to be there, check in, and then the 10 minute to get the bus prepared. Check for that it's safe to drive, make notes, continue, and then come out of the stop sign at the base and continue my journey picking up people. And there, you know, if I'm late, I've got to be right early. So what do we plan our, what I'm saying, why don't we plan our life early, right? Why don't people just be half an hour earlier, get some more sleep, which is another great coping mechanism, and learn to how, like there's another drama here. No, it's not a drama. Well, I was more, you know, more of a podcaster, more of a life coach. I had to, you know, teach a lot of people worldwide from the net, all right, how to deal with anxieties. But I also noticed that I was getting caught in life, nightlife, which means I had to really help people from different time zones in the world. So I become a night person, a night owl. Now I've had to change that because now in the last month, I've learned to be a morning person. And I'll tell you what, there is more energy. And the strategies that you could use to become, it's very important in this field to reduce our stresses, driving this heavy vehicle, or to reduce anxiety, right? We need to change the way we sleep. And whether you sleep, stay in your bed, taking down all those unnecessary computers, not getting distracted, you find that there's a lot of irrelevant things that we do in and we get caught and patternized doing this, that we don't need to make this all. We don't need to be bored. We need to be busy in a nice way. A lot of us are so bored that we don't know what to do with ourselves. And so we create this new environment called anxiety environment. Like be humbly busy where you don't have stress and create a wonderful sleeping pattern. Okay. So I'm leaving you with that. All right, my friends, I'm just about to go and let's like kind of wind this little podcast together. It's been a pleasure putting down this particular one with my experiences as being a bus driver. Still more to learn. I'm still out there learning and being reprimanded in a nice way, critique for constructive purposes. So if someone, and you know what, the psychology of it, like, you know, the ego can be really, you know, the little inner person can be really destroyed here, especially when people are trying to teach you to excel you, and we can take it the wrong way. We can take it personally. So it's okay to make errors in life, mistakes, as we're learning some new skills. It's okay. I shouldn't take it personally. Should just go, thank you for the lesson. I know I effed up, and I know I need to learn this, and I just thank you for teaching me and giving me time. And love the way I've been taught and coached to change things. And so far, I'm experiencing a morning person life. So it's been really, really cool. All right. So, those are basically it. You know, we talked about, you know, the life of a bus driver, comparison anxiety. We looked at how important it is to be alert, aware, and acknowledge the feelings. So, and acknowledge the environments and how we can actually change, have a different aptitude or attitude towards high stress jobs. And we can just take a breather and put on your brakes and make that sound. What is it? Right? Release all that unnecessary stress and just realize half the time we are making this up ourselves. Always cool to get new training and learn new technologies, right? So I encourage you to maybe seek new challenges. Do challenges for yourself. Like change things around. Get challenged, but also just so you can feel the stress, okay? And so you can have a pivoting point. You can change your way around it. Can you be relaxed in your disturbances? And once you're relaxed in your disturbances, you shouldn't have anxiety because then you're creating a new neuropath in the mind. Very simple, right? But acknowledge that. I really wanted to touch down more about the duality of life, how half the shit that we think about isn't real, but we believe it, and that's why we get caught with it, and not taking things so personal. And that's personal growth, and just personal growth is just like, you know, facing our challenges, especially in scenarios, similarities as in a bus scenario, bus driving. Very cool. So it's also good for you two guys to get connected as a community, wherever you find community, similar to you who are going through anxiety, all right? In bus driving, we have this wonderful community as bus drivers, right? Always supporting ourselves. And actually, sometimes you need to just talk your shit out to somebody. And sometimes And, you know, one fellow bus driver to another, you know, I know that how stressful things be. And sometimes we just need to put on those brakes, like mentioned. And like, I want to do this sound again. You take a big breath. You go, releasing all the air. All right. That's talking your crap out. All right. And it'll make you feel better. And you've got support buddies out there waiting to support you. And wherever they are, go and find them. And embrace the change. How important it is to embrace changes and challenge. And then just learn to adapt. And even stay in the disturbance. Don't run away. And you'll see what happens. Professional development is only around the corner. So the bigger picture, my friends, is, you know, is to connect. Connect with yourself and others. Experience this thing into experience. And the impacts that you have. And also, it's also great to find and attached to your higher purpose is your responsibility to other mankind. Because then you have this spiritual intervention, intuition kicks in because you're helping your society. It's called love. All right, so I inspire you to find some voluntary work in to start off little things, small blocks, not do too much in the beginning. Yeah. All right, so I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. And yes, it's been months and the months since a podcast. And I do miss podcasting, but I have to now, you know, time permitting, I will be releasing longer podcasts and also less on a seldom level because I am focusing on bus driving. And also, right, I'll have to take down my cap, and the coaching part of me is a little bit less now, less podcast, more on the bus driving. But you'll hear from me regularly. Well, my friends, if you enjoy this podcast, if you know someone that can listen to the message and learn about the comparison between anxiety, bus driving, and stress, hope that you can pass this on, like us, love us. Yep, send us a message, comment, all that kind of thing. So, yes, some blessings to you, and all the best. This is Nick Chance from Mr. Health Anxiety Coach. Over and out. Beep, beep. And, don't forget to wave at your local bus driver. Okay? Cause, make his day, he makes your day. Bye for now.
Episode, please subscribe and share it with others who may benefit. Until next time, my friends, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep taking steps towards the healing.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.